locking it up. And I'm the type of nigga, it ain't never been an honor to judge. Now we're just stopped. We're just stopped on this freeway.
Yeah. Kind of feels like it defeats the purpose of a freeway.
Yeah. Opposite of free.
This is fascism.
Oh, yeah. This is what they have to do to make the trains run on time. Here we go. This is what I was looking for.
Don't go to the electric area. There's
no
electricity there.
Allowed. This is dangerous. To be fair, don't go to Hits 1 either. This is dangerous for different reasons.
Okay.
Meaning you will hear this song over and over again.
Who the fuck are the Chainsmokers? Why do I keep hearing about them?
There are a couple of DJs.
They seem awful.
So they host on Electric Area, or maybe it's BPM, I don't know.
Mm.
They host a show called the YouTube EDM Top 10.
Okay, so they are awful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's like these two fucking dudes who sound exactly like you would think, like recorded on some fucking laptop in a hotel room somewhere, going like, yeah, we're doing this thing, fucking, you know, like, oh, this guy's like a total dick. Anyway, whatever. Here's number 9! Like, they're just, like, on tour fucking doing whatever the fuck they're doing. And you just, like, man, if I could just, like, reach through the radio and fucking smash your face into a wall.
Hell yeah. God. Ah, my favorite Jonas.
Yeah, you know, I think it's well established. Everyone's favorite Jonas at this point. This is my favorite Jonas.
Elton Jonas?
Yeah.
Alright, finally. The jam.
Yeah. What if we just did all of Game of the Year this year while wearing Daryl Hall wigs?
Only if I can also wear a John Oates mustache.
Man, best of both worlds.
Yep.
Seems like it should be illegal.
No, what's illegal is the genetic experiments I've been working to try and clone them into one human being. Just wearing a wig and a mustache is fine.
Yeah, well, I mean, certainly illegal in this country, at least.
He's a Cinderella story. Tears in his eyes, I guess.
Hey, remember this movie?
Yards left to the 80s on 8. He's gonna lay up the 8 iron. Oh, he got all of that one. It's on SiriusXM!
That wasn't even a good impression.
Nope, they never are. They never fucking are.
Yeah.
if you want to fucking, like, nail down things that make me want to die on the side of the road, it's those bits and this traffic.
Fair enough. Yeah, that's a real rotten combo.
Mm-hmm.
So how the fuck are you going to do the Caddyshack bit and play this Kenny Loggins song and not I'm Alright?
That, you know...
What kind of fucking moron is programming this station?
I bet that whoever is programming the station doesn't actually program the fucking bits and spots or anything. They just pick the music and then a robot inserts whatever the fuck.
Well, your robot's a fucking moron.
Yeah, well...
I mean, I love this song and everything, but come on!
My aunt had a copy of this soundtrack on 8-track tape.
Mmm. I don't think I've ever actually seen an 8-track tape up close.
It's like a cartridge.
Yeah. I mean, I know what they look like. I've just never encountered one in the wild.
See, this guy heard the fucking 80s on 8 fucking thing, and then saw the traffic, and then pulled over, and now that person is dead on there. Actually, wait a minute. No, okay, alright. For a second there, looked like someone was actually slumped over the steering wheel of that car, but...
No, I think he's just trying to jury-rig the hose from his exhaust pipe into the window.
Okay, alright. I mean, consider someone to pull over and turn on their hazards as they are giving up the ghost.
Yep.
Say there was like a radio edit of the song that like cut out all that stuff that just happened.
That's the beauty of satellite radio, baby.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Play whatever you want.
Yep. When they played Do What You Like by Digital Underground, they played the part that fades back in.
Play the fucking 9-minute version of Return of the Mac.
Yeah. That's why you pay them like kind of a few hundred dollars a year. Which is too much money for music.
It is.
I think mine expires either this month or next, and I'm not sure what to do. Because I think about if I took that money and just put it into data for my phone, and, you know, Apple Music, which I'm already paying for, or something like that, then
it's money you could spend on drugs, is all I'm saying.
Exactly, yeah. That's exactly where I was going with this, too. That's drug money for me. But I do like something about the... Like, I like some of their rap shows, some of their mix shows and such.
It would be a shame to lose Toka Tuesdays.
Yeah. Though Toka Tuesdays, like, he does not as frequently, at least I have not caught it. Maybe I'm driving at a slightly different time. I do not hear him ask people what they are smoking on anymore.
You would think, if anything, now he'd be asking that more.
Yeah.
As legalization sort of sweeps the nation.
Yeah. And now Lord Sears on in the mornings... instead of at night, so he's not there on Friday nights to ask people what they are sipping on.
World's changing, man.
Yeah. So, I'm not really... And they added a Garth Brooks station. Like, at some point, just... I look at what they are adding to their service and think, just, like, demographically, none of... This does not line up for me. Like, their efforts are not going in a direction I am happy with.
Yeah.
Like, they're not adding anything that I'm like, ooh! Except for that Pitbull station. I mean, obviously.
Right. The greatest of radio stations. Dale!
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck that was supposed to be.
Neither do I.
I feel like this 2000s station is really where the bottom drops out. Maybe just for me. I'm sure there are other people that have different nostalgia or whatever, but like... Hey, we're gonna play from 2000 to 2009. No. It's okay.
The dark secret is there was actually zero good music at release between 2000 and 2009.
I'd say that there was some decent rap music.
There was that. There was some.
But this is a non-explicit station. And so what they stick to, primarily what they play on here... I mean, I have... Flipping through the dial, I've certainly... run into Nickelback multiple times here. This is where Nickelback lives. We are in Nickelback's house right now.
Hachi machi.
Unless we get all the way up the dial to where the Canadian stations are, maybe we could fucking find some Sum 41.
Ah, the hits.
What else I got?
Ah, here we go.
Yeah. I didn't hate... I don't know that I ever hated Offspring.
I mean, they made some stuff that was pretty hate-worthy, but, like, this album was fine.
So that's the thing, is, like, the rest of that sentence is, until I heard Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Right.
Then it was like, oh, y'all just cashed it all in.
You're done. You gave up.
Like, anything that I thought maybe this band could have had going for it, you were like, check this out. And I was like, cool. Eat a pile of shit. Because that is what you are asking me to do when you play that song. I would rather listen to a full Alien Ant Farm album.
Yeah, you know what? Me too.
Yeah.
Come to think of it. Yeah. Yes, sure. I would much rather do that.
I'd rather explore the Alien Ant Farm catalog.
All I'll say for this song is that it's a pretty fun drum song to play in Rock Band.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all I got.
I don't hate this song. I don't hate this song.
It's right there in the dead middle of generic 90s alternative songs.
But I don't think I can listen to this whole song.
That's
right.
Fine.
Now.
It's not necessary. This is a band called Big Data.
Yep.
Oh, good for them seizing on that.
Yeah.
Happy Thursday. It's Regan here on Alt Nation. Thank you for listening. And since it is Thursday, oh, woohoo, we get to do advanced placement. Yeah, you and I together today, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. I get to play you 30-plus minutes of new alternative, and then I rely on your feedback.
There's no new alternative, you lying liar.
And also, too, the feedback is what drives us on from the advanced placement show right on into our daily playlist, and that's exactly what happened here with UK artist Rag and Bone Man. This song is called Human. It's Alt Nation new music.
This is what they're calling alternative now, huh?
Sure.
All right.
Well, it's weird because they have like this, and then they have like XMU, which is like very clearly them trying to make a college radio station.
Right.
In the more traditional sense. So it's like, this is where I feel like you could potentially call this stuff alternative.
Mm-hmm.
Not in a 90s alt-rock kind of way, but in an actual, like, hey, this is, like, slightly out there sometimes. Or emerging artists, or whatever the fuck you want to call it.
Do colleges even have radio stations anymore?
Nah, probably, yeah. They're all shoutcast stations. Presumably there's still places to go to learn broadcasting.
Yeah, people do still have to do that.
Big man arrives.
Emerging artists like Joni Mitchell. And then this is the station where that's where blog radio is played. Blog radio. Yeah, yeah.
Right. I'm sorry, I just had a seizure when you said that those words together.
Which ones? Blog radio?
Alright. Okay.
It's where, like, they just take music blogs, and then those guys get radio shows, and none of them went to the schools that had college radio stations to learn broadcasting.
Right.
So it's just guys going like, yeah, that's going to be... Which is like kind of the true college radio experience of this person who has no business.
The mumbling DJ.
Yeah. And then we're going to hear this from a band I'm going to tell you about. This guy was in this other band that you've never heard of. And then we're going to hear... this LA band.
Yeah. What a world.
I'm just trying to help him help himself.
But he was...
And then, like, I don't know, something about, like, over the last, like, 6 months or so, it seems like there are slightly more morning shows on some of the stations.
Mm.
I don't know who the fuck wants that. Like, you know what we're missing? More, a bunch of fucking morning radio. Like, yeah, totally.
There's just not enough prattle on these stations.
Yeah.
For them to be able to say that cotton's actually grown here, and they know they can put a face with the farmer.
A year and a half ago, Jackson joined the family farm. At his toddler age, he is soaking in all there is to see, touch, and do on the farm. And a passion for agriculture is already taking root.
The second word he learned wasn't dad-dad. It was tractor. Every time that Jackson gets any chance to be near a tractor, he wants to be on it.
Lane is currently vice president of the Barker County Farm Bureau. He and Jamie have served on the Texas Farm Bureau Young Farm and Rancher Committee, even chairing the committee. They're also involved in their local community in many ways, including the local farmers' co-op and their church. For Lane, the future is always in view. New practices, new ideas, new technology to make sure this farm is here for many generations. But one thing is always constant.
This is the kind of radio I want to be listening to when I'm playing, like, American Truck Simulator.
Yeah. There's a separate station for truckers, though.
Well, I mean, I'd put them both in there.
Yeah.
And when you have a family that's behind you, it makes work what's already great that much better.
Well, in the coming days, we'll be introducing you to some of the other couples who are also finalists in the Texas Farm Bureau's Outstanding Young Farmer and Rancher Competition. The winner will be announced at the Bureau's annual convention, which takes place December 3rd through the 5th in San Antonio. More coming up in the next half hour right here on RFD TV.
You can win the ultimate American rodeo package. Vote on your top 10 for the American and enter to win a Polaris Ranger, 2 VIP tickets to the American, a flight for 2, and 2 nights at a hotel, all from RFDTV and Polaris Ranger. Go to RFDTV.com and vote for your favorite athletes and enter for a chance to win the ultimate American rodeo package.
Do you want to win the ultimate American rodeo package? Let me rephrase that question.
Okay.
Do you want to see my ultimate American rodeo package?
Well, when you put it like that, absolutely.
All right, then.
We're going to be rocking some punk rock songs from way back in the day. New wave, 80s, we're going to be playing them live.
Is Billy Idol on rural radio? What's happening here?
Transmission Mass Rock.
Tonight, 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 Pacific.
On SiriusXM First Wave.
Channel 33.
Oh, right, okay, so some stations advertise on other stations.
For a limited time, Global Star will give you a free $500 satellite phone just for signing up. That's right, get a new sat phone for free when you call.
Let's get sat phones! Woo!
Or go to globalstar.com/SiriusXM.
Is there just like a big satellite dish that comes out of it?
Yeah, probably.
So you can stay connected when off the grid. Don't wait. Call 877-877-8838.
So on the Agriculture Channel here, they have ads for phones for people that are off the grid.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That makes a certain amount of sense.
For Rural Radio SiriusXM Channel 147's Western Sports Roundup in Las Vegas, the Wrangler National Finals Rodeo. The countdown is on to the opening night of the Wrangler NFR Thursday night. We're broadcasting live nightly all the way through December the 10th. The official national radio broadcast of the Wrangler NFR, produced by Pro Rodeo Live.
Official
begins Thursday night, 6 in the West, 9 in the East.
Okay, join good enough. All
right. Wrangler National Finals Rodeo on
Rural Radio. This is rodeo tonight.
Let's go on the national.
Wish I knew where the trucking channel was, but it's mostly like call-in talk radio. Truckers calling in and talking about trucking issues.
Oh, do they use the lingo?
No, not the way. They might occasionally throw in a like, oh yeah, keep the hammer down out there,
okay. You know,
like
all
something
right.
Like that. Maybe,
that's good.
But
Kids Bop.
Yeah.
Like, why even do a Kidz Bop version of this song? Like, what edges are you sanding off here?
I think at some point they just want the ability to make money off the performance royalties. Oh. I mean, they've got these kids locked in these cages. They
right.
Might as well have them keep singing.
I'm sorry, I prefer local organic kids singing.
Cage-free kids?
Farm-to-table kids.
We should start a Kidz Bop alternative called Cage-Free Kids and just, like, get right up to the precipice of, like, accusing Kidz Bop of, like, slavery. Alright.
I mean, you made it that far.
Yeah.
This is a kid's station, but this is basically indecipherable from, like, your average indie, like, twee pop.
Yep. Like, it might help you to know that I think Lisa Loeb has a show on this channel.
Okay. This is what the kids are into now. Got
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Kids love Lisa Loeb.
As they should.
Yeah.
Just from the kitchen.
All having actual singing in the song is where I can lock.
I just be like...
like, really make it extra clean for kids, I guess. But I wonder if they put that even on songs, like, I wonder if that's more there so parents can go like, oh, well, yeah, this is fine.
It's Bizzou, doo-doo, zop, bitty-bop-bop-bop. All right, let's get him on, please. Let's get him on before the end of the show. And the surgery laser farter.
This is the Not Live Up Our Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio.
Sports.
Sports.
Alabama. Dominated all season, the clear-cut number one team.
Right, let me do it before you do it. You ready?
You got it.
You're going to make the point that the Cowboys are not going to win the Super Bowl.
Cowboys, Raiders, Bucks, Vikings, anybody in contention that has a quarterback in that situation, statistically speaking, is very unlikely. Now, next year, the next 5 years, 10 years, all these teams look great. They're poised for a tremendous run. But I think this year... specifically, it's going to be the same old, same old. The Seahawks, the Patriots, the Packers, which I hate. I'm actually so tired of all these teams.
Hey, Quinn, I got to tell you, I don't think you're really paying attention to the season.
I don't know.
I mean, even mentioning the Packers, I mean, I think it's a borderline threat for me to believe they're still alive in the division. You're talking the Packers made a Super Bowl run?
I agree with that. When you make that point, it's true they've had a down year, but that's a team with a... quarterback, he knows how to get it done, and it's not
going to
be anybody you
want to
see in the playoffs.
Well, let me just interject. I disagree with that point completely, and I don't think it's over for Green Bay.
To set the record straight for us.
Football. Football.
Did we mess something up?
There are like so many different fucking sports channels where it's just like it's the same basic concept of some dudes yelling about some sports.
The last player to lead the league.
Act fast because if you're now they have the first $100, we'll even
on this fantasy sports station,
that's $200 off per
Michael
eye.
Rappaport
now's
has
the
show.
Time to see if you can have better vision. Get the latest FDA-approved laser LASIK technology at a great price.
That dude's a real piece of work.
Yeah.
Is a very bright future.
On the station where they mostly talk about
digital consumption, online viewing,
UFC and stuff like that. Two nights a week they have a wrestling show.
Ooh!
And, oh, maybe if we get out of the office early enough, we will catch some section of that. Because, boy!
XM92. Who hosts it?
A couple of guys.
Does that sound manly to you?
It's called Busted Open, I think it's called.
Them extra years on your ass, you know? I know some of you brothers...
Start my show with a crimson mask.
So much easier to get what you want when his eyes are burning out of his cranium.
But he does sometimes stab. I'm not going to say that he didn't. Please.
On one of these stations, actually, this might even be it. Right?
We're trying to put maybe together not. A very quick December.
Jim Brewer has a show.
December to Remember.
There's a lot of talent on a lot of these stations.
A person who agreed to judge.
That feels like where Jim Brewer is kind of lost at this point.
Yeah. Going down on yours. It's just strictly the tongue.
Strictly tongue.
No finger. Interesting technique.
You know why, Howard?
Why?
It throws off your balance and you get off course.
Throws off your balance?
Yeah, because think about it. You can't. Remember, once I find the slot and I hit the clitoris, touchdown.
Does Lenny ever put his tongue in your vagina? Like, does he dart in there, or is it just on
the clit? These are the conversations I've been waiting to hear from Lenny Dykstra.
I see, on the lips. Okay.
Yeah, I like the...
I don't want to think about Lenny Dykstra doing anything.
Nope.
At all.
course.
With all sorts of beautiful.
With like scalloped ribbons.
Yes.
You make your own. You make your Rick Wrap.
That's a great name for something, Rick Wrap.
Right. Right. Yeah, there is something. Edward.
Five.
Now, back to an inner.
Were they like conservative or just like kind of straight-laced?
Straight-laced. You know, my mom loved Elvis. Like, loved
I feel like
Elvis.
This might be a new station. I don't know that I've heard of Volume before.
Although, there were phases where Simon Le Bon had, like, a very Elvis thing going. The Arcadia phase, for instance. But I would say they were never upset. When I have two younger brothers and when we would get into huge fights, they knew the way to, like, win the fight was to rip.
And Wyoming is still filled with adventure.
Down payment. The other thing, Ashley.
You run into nothing except the bone.
Experience where you are flipping back and forth between disbelief that this just sounds like a GTA radio station come to life and deep despair. Sirius XM Patriot is for you.
Okay, got it.
Maybe I should let my subscription run out.
I mean, you can always go without for a little bit. If you decide you miss it, you can go back.
Happy to catch this song at around the 19-hour mark.
Yes. That's when it really starts getting into, you know, the meat of it.
And they all just start rapping at once, and you're like, what? What?
This is a new art form.
Yeah.
They're still figuring things out.
Tonight, right now, we got some new Snoop Doggy Dog for that ass. This one is called The Shiznit. You're about to go downtown, bitch, right here on the station that plays only platinum hits. That's 187.4 on your FM dial. If you're licking, that's W Balls.
shit on WMOS.
Well, all right then. At some point last year, or maybe it was, I guess it was probably actually this year, I found myself listening to a YouTube video of all of the W Balls Death Row skits strung together.
How many of them are there?
Like six or seven or something. Like more than you would think there would be. Like, yes, another minute of DJ Easy Dick talking.
In the jack off hour.
Yes, of course.
Talking about the Game of the Year podcasts.
Oh, those
are things we're going to be doing here. Good thing they don't know we already gave it to Battleborn.
Yeah, no, the only hobby grade game released in 2016.
Thank you.
I mean, I was just adamant that it get at least a spot on the top 10, but then, you know, the rest of you were like, no, this is actually, this is the best thing to come out this year. And I'm like, oh. All right.
I just figured it would save us a lot of time, you know?
Yeah, sure.
Having to argue.
Yeah. It's the game everyone can agree on.
Also, best new character is just a mushroom guy three times.
Yep.
There was a He-Man clicker tapper game?
Yeah.
How's that?
Not great. Please interact with us. Oh, God.
Please join our conversation. There is no one here.
It's just me, MC Search, in a room, yelling about back spinterludes. Help me.
Shit, I'm with you. I ain't mad at you.
Pete Nice abandoned me many years ago.
Tunnel time to reflect on the mistakes you've made as an individual.
This tunnel is not going to be nearly enough time for me to do that.
Do not taunt the tunnel. It'll be here for an hour.
Still wouldn't be enough.
Yeah. I guess that award show's tonight.
The Keeleys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
That is tonight. Hmm.
Someone on Tumblr sent me something that I cannot verify, but it sounds legit enough about Death Stranding.
Mm-hmm.
In that this person probably just made it up, but also I'd buy it. Let me see if I can find it here. Kojima is going to show gameplay for Death Stranding tomorrow. The game is a reverse stealth game where the enemies are the ones who hide and you have power similar to Predator. The five people in the sky are the bosses. All are going to be actors. Ryan Gosling and Idris Elba are in talks. Which might just be bullshit that someone typed into my internet.
I don't know. Reverse stealth sounds like exactly the kind of thing that would be.
Yeah. Yeah. Like if you sat Kojima down and said that they have taken Metal Gear from you, what are you going to make now? He would say, the opposite of Metal Gear. And then everyone would be like, oh. I'm curious, now, like, that. So that's the thing, is I want to see if that's actually accurate, to see if someone who knew just threw that at me.
That'd be pretty amazing.
Busy man.
Kaz, you doing that thing, man. Got some good joints for the remix I wasn't too fond of, but he doing his thing. He doing his damn thing. That's what's up.
That's what's up. Drake is making the news again.
God damn!
And still, as he's going back to back as Spotify's most streamed artist of the year. Last year, you know, he put up a 1.8 billion streams.
Crazy.
Right? This year, he more than doubled it at 4.7 billion.
Travel Quest says, we got it from here. Thank you for your services. That's all I got to say. Plan B. Okay, already. Leave me on my cell phone. Joey's dancing.
What's happening right now?
Drake, Lord Sear is speaking on the news.
Drake, like,
every Drake, day it's Drake and Kanye.
He's breaking numbers. So you know it's easy to download that? Easy. Turn the shit off right now. Just, oh, sorry. My bad. I didn't want to hear. And it's, you know, it sounds software and all that. You can make a mistake, but like, I didn't want to hear. Fuck.
Right now, that goes on to his stream list.
Like, oh, damn. So it's kind of like the, oh, man. They shouldn't get those problems because it's, yeah, whatever.
Make but streaming sense. Is, you know, the way people listen to music today.
Damn, man.
Yeah, so, you know, it feels almost like streams are like amounts of listens.
Yeah, you can go gold.
Yeah, but
off a mistake.
What I want to know is if, like, one person is listening to Drake, like, over and over and over and over again, if that counts towards all those streams. Like,
that's sad. And see, I remember back in the days, what was that show? The Box.
All right.
And you, like, got 1-800. I mean, regularly, I was with the labels. We would do that and be like, yo, just call all the time. So I was curious. Homie Curious. I was doing it with DJ 4. That's how the Uptown shit blew up. It would be Curious. And then it would be, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg with, what was that shit? Damn, none but a G-Thing, you see. And the first of the month, you see that every motherfucking day on the box. Wait, 1-800 number. What else?
So Childish Gambino is taking to virtual reality to get his new album out there as he adds a VR performance of Me and Your Mama to his Pharaoh's Earth app. Yeah, it's one of the tracks off the new album that's coming out. And, you know, he's not the first one to do it, but, you know, he's now got this app, Pharaoh's Earth, you know, and he's released a virtual reality performance of this song. Mm.
Anybody got virtual reality? Yeah, anybody got when they had Tupac, is what?
Oh, the hologram.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little different. The hologram is, like, imposed into thin air. This is more like you put something on your face, like we did last week.
Oh, yeah, the tech guy.
Yeah, yeah, so it's like that. You put something on, and you'll almost be able to, like, immerse yourself in the concert. Like, it's like you're standing front row.
I want to do that with a porn star. Yeah. I just, like, my finger, like...
You should call in, let him know. Yeah. You can do that. Not well, but you can do it.
I think someone from IGN is on this show once a week.
Okay.
I, like, look, I love Bob Marley. God bless. You know, I mean...
You don't want to reach out and touch Bob Marley.
No. I mean, it'd be great if I sit there and he goes, you want to get high, man? And I go, Bobby, no, Bobby. And he's like, you want to get high, see ya? I'm like, yeah. And he passed me a blunt, great. But, you know, I just...
Is this guy okay?
No.
All right.
I don't know. Yes?
I don't know where it takes
I'm a little worried about him.
So Dave Chappelle's... Yeah, he recently we talked about him getting the deal with Netflix for 3 specials. Now it looks like the numbers have been released as far as what he'll be making for those specials. And he's going to make $20 million a special for a total of 60 total.
But, all right, they touch where they are, right?
Yeah, so it's the one...
It's two,
it's
and
two from
two
the
new,
vault, yeah.
And then one from the vault.
No, it's two from the vault and then one from this
all
past
right.
story, yeah.
Yeah, it's good for 60. Good. Depending on the topics and what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Because then you want to go be like, hey, guess what? Obama just became president. You're like, this ain't funny.
But the deal is similar to the one that Chris Rock got with Netflix. You know, he was signed on for 2 comedy specials and got $40 million.
And the worst one was, Chris, what's his name? Chris Tucker.
Oh.
Oh, the worst.
He just screams a lot.
Yeah. What else is new?
So the FDA is now in its final stages of testing ecstasy as they want to move it towards
fuck
prescription
drugs. Fucking drugs, rock and roll now.
Right? I mean, for something that, you know, the government has for so long refused to test, you know, marijuana, and now here they are in the final stages of testing ecstasy. And if everything goes as planned, it could be available for prescriptions in 2021.
Damn.
It would be used for PTSD.
Now let me tell you something. It's not, I saw the news last night, and the projects are really going to go crazy. Did you hear about that? What is the project's worst name? N-I-H-N-Y-C-H-A or something like that. They're banning people who are smoking cigarettes in their homes. If they don't smoke that shit outside, they will get kicked out of their home. How about that?
There's something...
Huh.
I'm not going to say soothing, but there's something about listening to this segment of this show, which is always on right around the time that I'm finishing up the drive.
People saying, a lot of people saying it's...
And listening to this man incoherently...
Secondhand smoke of people living in those buildings.
Ramble at a headline.
Yes.
That just...
It's hypnotic in a way.
Yeah. Like, this is happening. Like, this is a thing. This is on a subscription service that people pay for, and...
The heat or cold, whatever it is, it just...
And they are making content.
Yeah, let me go on the hallway. But that shit is crazy. That's it. 2018, man, there's gonna be a riot going on. So it's gonna be cool for the project niggas to rob a nigga right outside late night. Hey, man, there you go, right there. You smoke cigarettes. What else in the news?
So last in the news today, Wu-Tang Clan's U-God is suing the rest of the group for over $2.5 million. Apparently, they've been holding out some of his dues, and which includes, you know, money from the Once Upon a Time in Shaolin album that was sold, as well as other money he's been owed from the group for the last 6 months or so. It says here that U-God has claimed that he hasn't received his cut from his work on 170 songs across 12 albums.
I understand U-God's verses are not actually thought about. Recited to any human being for the past couple of years, like I can say, like, you know, Ben will leave here, hang out with his friends. Hey, man, remember that song about Wu-Tang? You're not gonna recite his lyrics. No, you're not. You're gonna recite Ray. He's already reciting someone else's lyrics. Not you, God. You, God, it ain't your fault. But if I was you, I'd be quiet. Talk to him personally. Don't bring that shit out. You don't open like that. Don't make it public like that. Because now it's going to look funny when they do a tour. And now they're going to be like, who are you, doggy? I mean, I'm sorry, you God. You did not have the greatest of lyrics that I presented on the album. And I'm not saying lucky that you don't use that with them. Y'all all fam and y'all came out together. But times change and nobody doesn't really know your lyrics no more. It's time to move on. And on that note, we're moving on to a classic. I had a lost your special.
Man, you got just got ethered.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the good old
days. I mean, fair, you got was already pretty much ethered, but
yeah,
again.
Yeah, like that, you know, not wrong.
1993 exoticness.
Still, $2.5 million.
That's not nothing.
That's a chunk of some money. Yo, started off on the island. AK Shaller, niggas wildin'. Gunshots thumping for ballin'. Back in the days of eight now, making a tape now. Ray gotta get a plate now. Ignorant and mad young. Wanted to be the one till I got bad. Yeah, my pop was a fiend since 16. Shooting that, that's that shit in his bloodstream. That's the life of a crimey. Real life crimey. And niggas know the habits behind me. Take one, yo, growing all. Now I'm a weed fiend, jetting the palm metal. And Medina, yo, no doubt, the dog got crazy clout. Pushing a big joint from down south. So if you're filthy stacked up, better watch your back and duck. Cause these beans, they got it cracked up. Now my man from up north, now he got the law. As solid as a rock and crazy saw. No jokes, I'm not playing. Get his folks, Desert Eagle is taking for them in the yoke. And I know for sure, I got wreck and rip shot. I pointed again at his mother's knife. Should have taken the Kenny Express. It's a friendly bus.
I don't know, it's only that friendly.
I don't know, the E in the K-E in the Kenny Express logo looks pretty happy.
It kind of looks like it's been sewed against its will onto that K.
Yeah. That seems okay with it.
Yeah.
Let's make it the best of it. No, when they put the cones out, they don't let anybody in.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to the front garage. Like that, the garage is right there. It's not too bad for here. Today, normally, is fucking awful. We'll be right back.
So close.
Street view car.
Oh, yeah.
Wave at us, getting away. Big data in your neighborhood.
See y'all later.